Track 20. Unit 5. Listening. Exercise 5.
So, what options are still available?
Okay, there are these three possibilities which I managed to print out earlier. I thought they looked good.
Okay, let's have a look.
The first is called the Dumbarton Tablelands. It looks pretty good to me. It's in Western Australia.
Mm.
The holiday really involves being close to and watching animals. Almost living with them, in fact, because you get to stay in quite a luxurious house or cabin built high up in a tree and surrounded by lovely countryside. And, you know, there are birds and lizards and things, if you like that sort of thing. So you're very sort of...
Close to nature.
Close to nature, that's right.
Mm. Sounds interesting. I guess I could enjoy that. What else have you got?
Well, there's this one in the Baygo Nature Reserve, where you go and stay with a local family in their house in a small mountain village, away from other tourists and the usual tourist spots. So you discover lots about the way they live, and you sort of live in the family, share their meals, help them with their work, that sort of thing.
Mm. Not so much of a holiday, then.
Well, it depends on you. It's very different, and they say a change is as good as a rest. And then there's San Luis Island.
Yeah. What happens at San Luis?
Well, it's a small island, just a few miles from the coast of Central America. But I'm not sure if it's really up your street. You might like it because international tourism hasn't spoilt it yet. But I'd say it's more a holiday for young people. You go and live in a hostel and, you know, you help paint the local school and you get to meet the kids and sort of try your hand at teaching.
Teaching what?
Oh, English or maths, whatever you're good at. What makes the island interesting, though, is their emissions policy. There are no cars. You have to walk or use a bicycle to get about, and you get there by sailing boat.
Sounds wonderful.